It's time for Lickin' on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now here's your host of Lickin' on Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Folks, so good to have you with us, and we've got an exciting podcast I want to share with you. What? You look at so many people working so hard in the industry right now. What is the work-life balance? How can you grow your business? Well, we've got someone joining us, Dr. Bruce. He has the 90-Day Sales Manager Program that we're going to be talking about. And joining me on this podcast is one of my associates, another one of the companies that we just partnered with, SL3. We've got Dominic Malalo joining me. Dominic, good to have you joining on this interview, friend.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I'm excited about it. Dr. Bruce is a good friend, and I've used him before, so love to be here to contribute.
Dr. Bruce, good to have you joining us today. I am excited to learn more about you and your program. But first of all, let our audience get to know you. Who are you? How long have you been in the industry? And how long have you been doing what you've been doing?
Yeah, thank you so much, David. Really appreciate the platform here to share our message. 4 years ago, I came out 4th of July weekend to visit Denver and just fell in love with Denver. And at that time, I was a part of another company. We were a two-man show. We went from a $500,000 company to $2.2 million in a coaching business and coaching people in commoditized spaces such as real estate, mortgage, title, insurance, financial services. And I loved my previous mentor. I loved the company and I was with them on and off for close to a decade. But it got to the point in my own life where I was like, man, I'm ready to go all in. I'm ready to go from the assistant coach to being the head coach. And that trip out here to Denver just kind of solidified that. But something happened in my life that was really the catalyst. My dad passed away. And so it was just one of those things. Whenever somebody that's significant or close to you passes away, we will far more regret what we could have done in life, what we should have done in life, but we did not do with our lives. And I was having some of those conversations with my dad during those times. And it just got to the point where if not now, then when? If not you, then who? And so for that to happen, I just said, man, I'm ready to go all in. So I picked up everything that I owned, moved out to Colorado, not knowing a single person in Colorado. Like, people literally thought I was going through a midlife crisis. Quite frankly, I was just ready to go all in on myself in this 90-day sales manager program. And now almost 4 years later, I can't imagine a better market to launch this in. Now we're growing nationally and even internationally, but it's just so much fun when you get to help solopreneurs or producers go play at that next level in their lives. So that's the long story short of it. I do have a PhD in human performance, one of the youngest ever program directors ever in the Texas A&M system. I was running the sport business program there. So doing podcasts and interviews like these are amazing.
Dominic, how did you discover Dr. Bruce? And if you could give us a little of that background and story.
Sure. I was with National Mortgage Insurance until recently, retired in April. And a co-worker of mine and a friend of Dr. Bruce's, TJ Lyle, brought him to the attention of the company. Thought that he could add a lot of value for us and our customers. So we vetted Dr. Bruce. We brought him in and tried him out internally and all of that. And it worked out really well. I think we were all impressed by his energy, his fresh take on the industry. He wasn't weighed down by a lot of previous notions and conceptions. The customers that TJ had that had used him really liked him. So we brought him in and it's been a fantastic relationship. He provided so much value to our customers and internally for us. So the experience has been great. And it's been fun because I feel like I've been able to watch Dr. Bruce kind of grow and blossom in the business in the period of time that I've known him.
That's awesome.
Be sure to stay tuned to the end of the podcast where Dr. Bruce will give you a valuable offer worth $1,500.
Well, Dr. Bruce, it's so good to get a chance to get to know you. You talked about congruence and intentional congruence. I want to dive into that very part of your message and explain what intentional congruence means to you and how does that relate to your program?
Yeah, for sure. Intentional congruence, I know it sounds kind of fancy, right? It really isn't once we break down the context of what intentional congruence is. And it's a term that I learned about 2 years ago because for all of us as small business owners, especially if it does fall solely on you to go out there and grow your sales, your service, your marketing, and your mindset every single day, there's a lot that goes into that. And intentional congruence is what I've learned is doing the things that you enjoy with the people that you enjoy, right? All parts of our lives feed all parts of our lives. And again, I don't want to date this message, but whether it's during COVID, post-COVID, I don't know if anybody knows what we're in right now. We don't know. More people than ever are burnt out. They're frustrated. They're overwhelmed. We have the social issues going on. We have the ethical issues going on. Can we run our business out of home? Can we have kids and have a business at the same time? There's just so many things that are going into it. And The new normal, I know it's like a tired phrase by now, but to me, the new normal is how can we be intentional or congruent in all areas of our lives, right? How can we build a business that serves our lives versus runs our lives? And I do think that's the future as a lifestyle entrepreneur is if like once we reopen, we can go travel. I see so many people, like the business they ever get is when they go travel, when they go on these mini vacations. Well, why is that? To me, it's because they worked incredibly hard going up to that vacation. They made all the phone calls. They did all the activities that they should be doing, right? They had that sense of all that comes to fruition when you're on vacation. And when you're on vacation is when you have your best energy and you're most confident. So all that is to say, I truly believe I'm a big Stephen Covey fan, the whole person theory. We're all made up of a mind, a body, a heart, and our spirit individually. And then as a business collectively, we're made up of our overall business is sales, service, marketing, mindset. So if we can really learn how to be intentionally congruent with all these different areas, that's really intentional congruence is if I enjoy exercising, how can I incorporate that into my business life?
So, right? Let's throw in a challenge right at you right now, because we are in one of the most unusual seasons. Mortgage rates have now fallen to the historical lows, the lowest they've been. More business is available to those that want to work hard and pick it up, which means more income is available to people than ever before. It is such a temptation to just start pushing to the background those other important areas of life. I love Stephen Covey. I love the whole person having the work-life balance. And those all sound good in a seminar, but trying to make that happen in a market like now where I could go make another $10,000 a month by just putting in this extra time at the expense of something else. So for those that are struggling with that, what do you say to them?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. The refinance business, the mortgage industry now is just insane. And to me, intentional congruence is understanding at what cost? Are we going to run ourselves into the ground to where maybe I have an emotional breakdown 3 months from now or 6 months right. from now? And then none of that even matters. So everything, in my opinion, as a business coach, has to be sustainable. A lot of you are winning championships this year. When you really think about that, to what extent is that sustainable for us to go out there and grow? I don't want you turning down $10,000, but to me, none of that matters if we're not enjoying the things that we enjoy. And when I think about your work, I think about work as your vocation. That's your voice or calling in life. It just so happens that that's the distribution channel for your talents and your passion and the things that you get to go out there and do. And I know you're a big Simon Sinek person. When you start to lose that and it becomes not fun, then what are we doing all this for anyway? So in my opinion, I know it sounds fluffy and it sounds like kumbaya, feel good, but when we can really learn how to incorporate our personal with our professional and be just as, if not more productive because of that, now it really becomes fun and we can go help more families without really diminishing our own family in the process.
That can lead to compartmentalization. I think there's an integration of the two. When you're out now because of the mobile devices, we're seeing how integrated our lives are. We're talking to our spouse, we're talking to our kids, a phone call comes in, a text message comes in. How do you deal with the integration when there is the clash of the two worlds? How do you speak to your kids and stress, dad needs to grab this for a minute, or do you say don't? How do you coach people and how to handle that?
Well, everything's situational. I know I can't get on here and change the world just by talking to each individual person, but I think self-awareness is such a big part of this. Is I'm thinking of $100+ million producer here in Colorado that I coach, and he's just on it all the time. But he has that conversation with his family. For us to go on these vacations and these trips and to have this big, wonderful house and for me to be able to work from home and do a lot of these different kinds of things, everyone has to get on board with that message, right? So sometimes it's having that conversation with the family and understanding what those boundaries are, understanding what the non-negotiables are for your personal life and your business life.
Let's use that guy for example. There's so many people that struggle with that. I mean, that's going back to your theme, which is intentional congruence, is bringing the two and integrating them. How do you do that where they're not preoccupied? I don't know about you, but compartmentalization is easy. Congruence is more difficult. Give me a specific example, if you could, of how when you're coaching this guy, what you specifically said to be able to bring it together for him.
Yeah, so talking about intentional congruence, work-life balance versus work-life congruence or integration. So let's just say like during right now, you're at home, the kids are playing in the pool and they want daddy's attention or mom's attention or who it might be. Hey, I'm going to watch you guys play. I'm going to be over here doing my thing for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Or even in that situation, it could be I'm going to go inside my office for 90 minutes and work incredibly hard and I'm going to come out for lunch. So I do think it's definitely changed the way that we do a lot of these things. Or like one of the things that I coach him on, gratitude walks, taking your kids now on gratitude walks. I'm a professor. I love this. I call it the schooling system.
That's
so there's a lot of really good things right now that parents could be teaching their kids about their business and about their life and how to, again, be intentionally congruent with all these. So if you're going on a gratitude walk, I call it walking and talking. You can have your kids going on these gratitude walks and you can do a Facebook Live with your kids. That's a nuance, because today, now more than ever, people want to see the human side of you mixed with the personal and professional side of it all. So, I mean, there's just so many ways for us to integrate these parts of our lives if we're intentional with doing that. And we look at them that way within the process. You know, I can brag on Dominic a little bit. Like, I saw you post the other day about golfing with your daughter, right? Like,
yeah, I love that picture of he and his cute daughter in the golf cart. And what's so interesting about that, it gave us another insight into Dominic. I'm really just getting to know the guy. I wish I'd known him all of my life, because I'm enjoying it and I hear what kind of reputation he has. That just connected with him in such a powerful way. I was at a seminar recently. It happened to be a Constant Contact, and the sales gal that was giving the Constant Contact was talking about COVID and how she's working from home. And she posted something up there where her daughter had just crawled up in her lap, and the hits that post had was like 10x or even greater than the post where she's just talking to them. She goes, if I had had any idea, I would have had my daughter sitting in my lap for a lot more of these types of things. So Dominic, kudos to you, man, for having your daughter taking time to go out and play some golf. Talk about some of the experiences you've seen for those that have worked with Dr. Bruce.
So a lot of what we used Dr. Bruce for was offering it out there to the loan officers. As National Mortgage Insurance at the time, it's important for us to help our customers to get to their customers. So right. Our customers needed to get to realtors and loans. So it was kind of this flow of information. And for the five habits that he teaches are critical. They're simple, they're applicable. And what Dr. Bruce does, and he does them in pieces, but over time, in the presentations to the loan officers and to the realtors, what you'll find is that he has a system that helps them identify where their areas of concern should be and to be able to monitor it. But then he comes in the middle and shows them how to implement on a regular basis. There's that ongoing coaching that doesn't just say, here's the concept and here's the measurement, so you can see how badly you're not doing what I taught you to do. He teaches them to do the part in the middle, which is really cool. So, and when you break something down into very simple steps, people can implement it a lot easier.
But Dr. Bruce, talk about those five steps real quickly. Run through those. And then if you could share us one more story that really had a big impact on someone.
Yeah, absolutely. We've heard people do business those they know, like, and trust for like 100 years. I'm working on a TED Talk on this, and I think it's a missing ingredient. It's respect. When people respect you, when people respect that you're a family person, when people respect that you're a hustler, when people respect that you have work-life congruence, to me, now they're much more likely to do that. So I just think right now is an amazing time for us to, again, integrate all those different kinds of things in our lives. The whole 80-20 rule is, so many people give their good positive energy to the wrong people in their life. So again, I know it sounds great on paper. If we can be more intentional with who are these dream 100 people that I love working with and I love building my relationship with, now it becomes a lot more fun in the process. But you do have to be intentional with all of that. So let me transition into the question that you had about the five habits of highly effective salespeople.
Please.
So again, I moved out here 4 years ago. And when you move somewhere not knowing anything, what you realize is, man, there's a lot of missing structures. There's a lot of systems that you don't know what you don't know in the process. But I've really developed, there are five areas of anybody's business. I don't care if you're a mortgage producer, if you're in real estate, like whatever business that you're in. Number one, the first three are around your sales, right? So number one is, I call it an opportunity statement. Every first interaction is an opportunity, not an obligation, for you to share your message, for you to share your stories and your experiences and your beliefs. So the first part of this is what I call an opportunity statement. Turn your beliefs into money. So I give people permission, like, what's your 5 to 10 word tagline? What do you believe? Why do you believe it? Because of your unique past. And then what do you do? And most people in commoditized industries lead with the commodity, especially my seasoned friends.
So give an example of leading with a commodity.
Yeah. So, I mean, the number one question we all get asked in this world, what do you do for a living? You're at a cocktail function or whatever it might be. What do you do for a living? Most people literally say what it is they do. I'm in mortgage. I'm in real estate. Okay, cool. I already know 20 of you. I really don't need to know you. If you study the crocodile brain, when information comes in that is not new, novel, or different, it doesn't need it. It tries to get rid of it as quickly as possible.
Right.
So before I tell you what I do, let me tell you what I believe. And then you share your beliefs and then why you believe it and then what you actually do and then how you do it differently and then who you've done it for. And then asking them, hey, do you share my beliefs? Are there any stories within the process that you bought into, right? So that's that rapport building right on the front end. But I like to help people have a 5 to 10 word tagline. I have my entire life motto down to 5 words: train people, outperform untrained people, right? I know a lot of you are executives out there. You believe in training. So why do I believe that? That's the question. So we're already in a direct alignment. I believe this. Okay, you believe it too. Okay, great. Now, why do I believe that? This is where I want to give people permission to be interesting themselves. Again, talking about Carnegie, he always said, be interested in other people. Absolutely. But in today's world, you have to be interesting yourself.
That's true.
In the world. So where you give that substance, this is where you kind of peel back some of those layers. So the reason I believe that, the reason I believe trained people always outperform untrained people is I'm a former college athlete. I've spent my entire life studying top producers. Now I get to coach top producers. I have a PhD in human performance. All great performers have a great coach, teacher, trainer, mentor in their lives. So because of my beliefs, now this is what I actually do. I have this 90-day sales manager program, So within the first 30 seconds, I just share with you my beliefs and a screenshot into my unique past or struggles or experiences or mentors that give it substance as to why I believe what I believe. But you have to give me some kind of substance within all that to where, yes, now I can align with that within the process. And then you get into the commodity.
One of my favorite stories about everyone needs a coach. Even the best of the best have a coach. Tiger Woods recently, a year or two ago, won the Masters. And someone noticed him at the driving range with his coach. And it was early in the morning. He was back working on his game. His coach was out there and they're working on things that he thought he could do better, or the coach saw that he could do better. Talk about the top performers. Give us some statistics, a little inspiration here of what you're seeing, some examples of people at the top of their game are there because they continue to get coaching.
You're going to hit a chord with me on this one, because as a coach right now, I'm getting a little bit frustrated. Right now, I feel like a lot of people are getting a lot of bad habits. Businesses coming in from all angles. Companies can't slow down enough. And guys, it's not about the production. It's about the mindset, right? It's about these little techniques. And again, it's not sustainable in the process. But to me, talking about the actual stats, it's like 5% of people who have a plan achieve it. 25% who decide that it's a good plan achieve it. And then you get up to 50% who decide how they're going to achieve it. But it gets up to 65% and 95% when you share it with other people. So here's my plan. Here's my vision. This is what I want to do. I'm committed to it. And then you share it with other people. Now you're much more likely to go out there and achieve it because other people want to help you within the process. And then the 95% is when you meet on it regularly, when you're consistently meeting on that, whether it's weekly, whether that's biweekly, monthly. That's why I have a 90-day sales manager program. Is I'm a big believer in resetting at zero every single day. Every single week we have a scoreboard. Everybody competes harder when there's a scoreboard. We all need some level of accountability within our lives. And again, whole person theory, when you start to subtract from one place, it'll show through in another, in my opinion. So I've been working hard right now with a fitness coach, and I'm in my butt every single day, 4 days a week. And I hate it, but I understand when I go working on my own, it's just not the same. The same thing in a lot of these different areas of our lives. So I think now more than ever, David, people need coaches, not so much to talk about, are you making your sales calls or this or that or the other, but to protect their confidence, to protect their sanity with all the crazy things that are going on, not only in the mortgage space, but just in the world in general. So talking about the stats, people that do have a coach consistently outperform, and the stats are all there, right? Whether it's 50% more, or I've seen 100% more. I get kind of annoyed. The coaching program's like, I'm going to double your production. So in my opinion, that's so overplayed within the process, because if you're not going out there and crushing it right now, and you've been seasoned, you're probably just not doing the things that you should be doing anyways within your business. So I like to measure, what is your, instead of your ROI, what is your ROO, your return on an objective? It could be time management. It could be the fact that you want to spend more time with your family. It could be the fact that you need a better follow-up system, and all these different kinds of areas. So I love talking coaching.
I got a feeling we could have a lot of content go on for a long, long time. Dominic, as we go to wrapping this up, give us some of your thoughts. Why would someone want to sit down and talk with Dr. Bruce from your perspective? You've witnessed it firsthand.
Well, I have actually. He's a friend. I have a son, Joe, a good, solid 33-year-old hustler, developed this concept about the new digital marketplace and how he could develop a specialized digital program. So he's out selling that now, and he's not used to selling. He's a good storyteller, and he's a good writer, and he's a sharp guy, but he didn't really understand how to sell. But he had a lot of success very early on, and then he had a dry spell. And he was coming to me. He says, Dad, you've been selling your whole life. What do I do? What am I doing wrong? And I'm listening to him going, I don't know, Joe. I think I better hook you up with Dr. Bruce. And so again, he listened to Dr. Bruce. He just took away a couple of nuggets. For example, Bruce has a something called a Fight Club follow-up. He realized he was not following up correctly. He was letting all of these opportunities slip through his fingers because he wasn't following up in the right way. Dr. Bruce helped him determine a system to do that. The Dream 100 was another thing that he loved. He's got all these ideas. He's got all this contact. He's an MC for different groups. He's involved with charities. He has a great network, but he never put the names down on a list. Doing the stuff, the suggestions, ingrains it into your body and helps you. So I have so much trust in Dr. Bruce.
That's outstanding.
Can I just kind of hop in there? Dominic talked about the Fight Club follow-up.
Dr. Bruce, he's talking about the Fight Club follow-up. What the heck is that?
Yeah, the Fight Club follow-up, I know I didn't get through each of the five habits. That's really habit number three of our different systems. It goes, how many times a day do I need a system for that? But habit number three of the sales process is your follow-up. right? We've all heard the fortune is always in the follow-up. And I think one of the things that Dominic was talking about there is I try to bring same old things in new creative ways, I guess would be the best way for me to look at that, right? But the Fight Club follow-up is where when you're really good at what you do and you're going to use somebody, it is your duty, your obligation as a sales professional to fight to earn their business. And so many different people in sales, they don't think of it that way. If they're going to use somebody and you're not some bozo, you're really good at what you do and you're trying to protect the integrity of your industry from some of the people that are out there that quite frankly don't have their best interest, then it's your duty as a professional to fight to earn the business, not just checking in with you, not just can I answer any more questions, but truly giving them that touch with value every single time that raises your ability to go out there and solve their problems just as good, if not better than anybody else. So that's kind of the filter that I teach any salesperson to have, whether it's a mortgage producer that wants to work with a real estate agent, for instance. Once they fit your filter, once they share your beliefs, and once you have that connection, then it's your duty to fight to earn the business. And big time people take big time follow-up. Like big time real estate agents, if you just meet them for the first time somewhere, it might take you a year of consistently following up with them. But once you have that Dream 100 list built out of these different people that you want to grow with, now it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they're going to give you that opportunity. And when you have that mindset, and we know, man, 95% of this is the mindset. It's the discipline. It's the consistency within helping people. And I think that's the fun part of my selling system that I teach is every single category is a mindset. We have a help list. I think I can help you. I don't know. Let's have a first conversation. Like, we have a fight club. You fit my filter. Now let me fight to earn the business. Like once you become a new client, now we have a 90-day onboarding process. There's three rewards that we should get from every one new deal. A referral, a review, repeat business, right? So I have 10 different categories of people within this Dream 100. So it becomes very attainable for people and they know the exact process that they're trying to move people through within all that. So it becomes fun. Like what's the point of, nobody said business had to be boring. It should be fun. Again, that's that intentional congruence. Once you get all these parts of your business working together, now it becomes fun and it becomes really like a science behind all the different things that we're helping people go out there and do. So I was doing a coaching call yesterday with one of my top coaching clients and he was talking about the new normal and incorporating obviously the virtual, like doing the video chats. And he's just made this a point of reference. Instead of going out and taking all these coffee appointments that never make anyways, every single first meeting that he's now doing with the realtor is this way. And it's how he's qualifying them. How many times do you go to a coffee meeting, a lunch appointment, the person doesn't show up. Now you just wasted a half a day on that one appointment versus, hey, let's just calling up the listing agent. If this went smoothly, if this transaction was boring, that's a good thing. And so if we can just have a 15-minute conversation to learn more about each other over a Zoom. So now you don't have to get in your car. You don't have to go dress up. You don't have to go to wherever it might be. So again, the new normal is figuring out ways to incorporate this into your business model, into your everyday habits so that it becomes a whole lot easier. And then you take the first meeting. We have that rapport. We have the chemistry. Maybe now the next meeting, it's inviting them out to lunch or whatever that might be within the process. So I just think that's talking about the new normal moving forward is incorporating more of these video chats into a virtual happy hours, things like that. And a lot of the financial advisors that I coach, they've been doing this for 10 years. The $1 million roundtable, the top of the top financial services people, they figured this thing out a long time ago. So we can streamline and speed up the rapport building process because at the end of the day, we're trying to be more productive, right? Human performance is just that. How can I do more with less time? So that's just one little tactical thing out there. If you're a lender, obviously don't forget about your referral partners and continue to grow that side of your business. But maybe the first meeting always now moving forward is just that, hey, before we get coffee and lunch and all that kind of stuff, let's just have a 15-minute Zoom.
Yeah, that's really good. Great, great tip. So how can people learn more about you? What's your website, email, phone number? Give us some ways in which our audience can connect with you, Dr. Bruce.
The website is 90daysales.com. My email is bruce@90daysales.com. And then my personal cell is 615-410-6509. We have coaching anywhere from how to turn salespeople into solopreneurs. We have coaching programs turning managers into coaches. And then we also have another division of helping recruiters go out there and get more attention for their business and their company that way. So we've been having a lot of fun. We're one of the fastest growing coaching programs out there. And I do believe that it's because of the community that we're growing. I love working with young hustlers. And when I say young, it doesn't mean like you're young. It just means your hustle's still young.
Well, it's been great having you as a guest. Dominic, thank you so much for introducing us to Dr. Bruce and for inviting him to come on the podcast. I am really looking forward to having some feedback from our listeners. So listeners, get a hold of me. I want to hear about what you got out of this. There's some valuable nuggets that's already been talked about here. Encourage you to check out Dr. Bruce's programs, get a hold of him, and start the journey.
As a result of you listening to today's podcast, Dr. Bruce is offering you a free 30-minute virtual training for your teams, referral partners, or both. This is an added value of $1,500. What makes Dr. Bruce's coaching unique is that you could become certified to leverage his courses with your referral partners, and you can also use this for your lunch and learns. Very powerful. Again, it's a $1,500 value. To take advantage of this offer, go to www.90daysales.com and enter this code, SLINK3. So SLINK, the number 3. And enter that and you'll get this special offer. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.